activity. The faculty mentoring faculty program is starting to move. And then the brand new piece is Babette's group, and starting to really think about what will be the campus message rollout, what's the timing of the overall campus project, is it shifting to this thing on the course, et cetera. And so all of that really means that there really is, I think, value in this group getting together, and that perhaps this will also subsume some of our other meetings, like the weekly hardware meeting. The need for that is kind of going away, but talking to you hasn't, that need hasn't gone away. So I could see that meeting dropping out. I can see our meeting dropping out. And we try to do more of that in this larger group. For efficiency, I've kind of been thinking about how it might work. Talked to Sandra about it a little bit. Sandra is always on top of all the details. And we had also a monthly project management meeting where she would run the forum and we would really go around, but she would drive it by going kind of line by line down the project plan. And I was thinking that one idea I had, and I'm open to suggestions, would be that if Sandra kind of sent out, the week before we have this meeting, versions of the project plan sort of probably boiled down to the individual people, right? Or at least the individual areas like programming and data center and whatever.
Yeah.
That you would all then know the questions that she has, and you could use that to sort of prepare your remarks for around the roundtable kind of discussion in this meeting, where we would do it kind of, people actually do a report, but it would also be a report kind of targeted towards these issues so that we wouldn't have to spend the whole meeting going line by line down project items for everybody, because sometimes people don't care quite so much about the details at the other level. And then we give Sandra a few minutes at the end, if you missed something or she needed clarification on something, she could accomplish some of her project management work without us having to have yet another meeting just dedicated to that. So that's kind of my thought in how to run this and what to do with it. I thought it'd be worth a try. Does that sound good to people? And then we look for opportunities to drop off meetings if we can, and unless you want to propose we have some more. I didn't think that would come from me. Or me. For today, since this is kind of the first round, I know there's some key things on the table that I can see a couple of us going around. Sandra also had... Did you circulate this just to some of us?
I sent it to... I think everybody's
around
here except Harvey, and maybe not Nancy. I think I probably sent it to Babette because I didn't look at the meeting maker list carefully enough. So, but that was the goal. I was trying to send it to everybody.
Yeah, and what I liked was I think this is a good model for the kinds of questions that would be good for the group to know about for Sandra to try to get answers for. So even though we don't have prepared answers to this spreadsheet already today. If you want to glance on it, before we go around the table and try to address it, that would be great. But it would also be helpful, I think, to Sandra to have some feedback of whether these level questions are useful to you to kind of guide your remarks to this meeting for the next time around. So you could give her kind of two levels of feedback, answers to the questions as well as, but there's these other larger issues or these other smaller issues that I want to be tracked for the purposes of this meeting as well.
Yeah, I do like small. I mean, I like details a lot. And in time, I will want, where I don't have it here for some of these tasks, I think I do, but I need reassurance about the start date, end date on these. Right now, what I have gleaned so far is the status, but I don't have firm start date, end date.
Especially
on some of these
not started things?
Yeah, well, gradebook, is, there are some tasks that are complete, but there are others that aren't, many of them, I'm assuming, haven't started either. So I don't have a...
We want to be sure that we have, in this group,
that's an example.
The major milestones getting covered and
right.
added to or subtracted from.
Right.
As the progress evolves.
Right. And as Kirk said, there are lots of other tasks associated with this project that are on a much larger, unabbreviated project plan. But what I will try to do in here, per everyone's approval, is to focus on things that are right in front of us or of key importance for us or our partners. And I can appreciate that it doesn't cover all of the things that are that we're tracking in other venues, like hardware stuff.
Yeah, so we'll the two that are missing off of here really are in the hardware or data center area in general, and then communications.
Right. And so we would. So that'll be tracked offline with Babette until such time that you think it's
right. But I think we're going to want Babette to be reporting on some of her key milestones in terms of how they affect the overall timeline.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. So then we'll fold it into here as you see.
And then we'll always have the key trade-off, which is between VetMed and the campus in terms of schedule. So, I could start with, any questions? Does that seem like a workable strategy to everybody? Okay. Maybe I'll start off with two things. Just one thing from Babette, since that's the only thing I can speak of off the top of the head, was that whatever it is we decide we want to do for the larger public, for Sakai in the way of an offering for the fall, which in my original timeline was kind of a key milestone. Her drop-dead date for getting those decisions made and giving her enough time to actually pull together initial publications that would reach the faculty before they leave for their summer is April 15th. So that's not too far away. So we have a lot of key research and things to make decisions on before that. Doesn't mean we can't do anything in the fall. It just means we have to know what it is we're going to do in the fall. And in her case, what the message is to the faculty. You know, is it any possible course on campus is going to be available in both systems in the fall? Is it only the smaller classes? Is it a certain kind of classes? Those are things that we need to be thinking about hard in the next several weeks. So that leads me into kind of my next dialogue, which is that picture may be changing. we've learned in the last several days, due to some meetings that were held down at Stanford and Berkeley, that Stanford and Berkeley feel that there's pretty serious infrastructure work in the kernel of Sakai that needs revamping in order to be able to handle the way a large institution like this can deal with courses with multiple sections. And since that comprises a fairly large part of our biggest courses. What was it that Brian, were you there this morning when Brian said he thought that in that quarter, 50% of the students?
15.
Was it 15 or 50?
I thought he said 15.
We're in multi-section courses.
How many of the students that are using MyUC Davis in a given quarter, how many of those are enrolled in large section courses?
I would say, if I had to guess, it's like 50. Between 15 and 50, I'd guess 50.
we all heard that. Nobody can come up with agreement on what the number is. But a huge portion.
They've had them to partially. I mean, we've done that analysis just to see what percentage of students are.
Yeah. What are you defining as a large section course?
1,000 students in a course with 10 or 20 sections, something like that.
That's really
big. Considering that more than 25% of the student body is in first year, then and most first year students experience at least one.
But it could
large
be the
50%. My guess is it's closer to 50% than 50%.
Well, it sort of doesn't matter what the number is.
You just hit 25 right there.
Yeah. What it boils down to is that those are the most awkward courses to manage. It also turns out that across departments, there are very different opinions on how they actually practically work with those sections in the departmental level. And so while the system may present things in one way, they may kind of just, you know, logistically work with their TAs and their instructors to do things with those sections in dramatically different ways.
Yeah.
And that, of course, then causes, you know, us to think about how we populate the courses with data, what we tell people they can do in the different tools. And at the moment, we're still learning about how that works in Sakai. But more to the point, under the covers in Sakai, that picture is changing dramatically, and the integration is not complete yet. So we may have to back off a little bit come the fall as to how much support we can handle for those very large courses and the whole variety of things they may want to do with sections. That doesn't by any means mean that we should stop learning and actually loading up even hundreds of courses for the fall, but we just may want to be a little more careful about how far we push them, because, you know, we can learn a lot about performance in a lot of courses on the one hand, but we can also cause a lot of damage if we do something very wrong for these very large courses. So this is an emerging picture. As I said, the dialogue has just begun. A discussion group is just about to be formed in the public Sakai discussion groups. John Guarino here is kind of our representative to that group for the moment, until we decide that we're going to, if we decide to designate somebody else more officially. The reason is that he is working closely with the Berkeley people on the gradebook, and so he's already kind of in the loop, and at the moment they're keeping the group kind of tight and self-contained as they see how it evolves. And we talked a lot about this in the programming meeting this morning, too, so you can get additional feedback from Scott. So I'll be reporting on that, in this meeting in the next couple of weeks. Expect to move pretty quickly, and we should learn a bunch in the next couple of weeks. And in particular, we'll be looking at things like requirements on the various tools and our needs to see, because we gotta understand this really well by April 15th, and that'll be one of the key evolutions of the picture from my point of view. And of course that. It's a big thing for Babette, which is why I'm sorry she's not here to hear. But I'll have to go over this with her.
Is April 15th her date?
Yes, her date.
Okay.
That's the date that she needs to start on making, let's see, that's the date that she needs to do what? To start
she
making
needs to know all the messages that we want to convey for the people for the people that will be participating in Sakai in the fall.
Because there are critical publications that come out on the campus at the end of the school year that she's going to want to get communications out to the campus before everybody leaves.
Okay.
And so I suspect that April 15th is probably the date that she needs to make decisions about what she's going to communicate.
And so she's going to have, one of the ways she did that, she used online grade submission as a model for communications mm-hmm. with the campus. And so one of the things she did with online grade submission was to create a website just for that.
Right. So she's, she'll be building a website
okay.
for Sakai.
All right.
She'll be thinking about brochures. She'll be thinking about, articles in the AE or IT Times
okay.
or where. The whole picture.
Okay.
But she has to know, what are
what,
we telling them? Is everybody participating
sure.
in the
yeah.
fall? Is it some people?
Is it something?
And in the meantime, we'll continue with, the pilot kind of approach where, knowing what the issues are, we can work with individual faculty and try out various scenarios, and we may also want to do some new, I don't know whether they be focus groups or other kinds of ways of gathering kind of use cases around the system as it is now.
Yeah.
Because whatever we have is going to be different than MyUC Davis, and it's it's not 100% the case that we want to replicate exactly the behavior
yeah.
that's in MyUC Davis. It's not always right.
Yeah, yeah. But so. Difference is always a
right.
It's called change management.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I bet it will be.
But either way, we're still going to be proceeding, and we still, it's not like if the deadline changes, whatever that means, deadline for what? I mean, the only thing for what is going to be necessarily what we're able to offer at that time, but
that's
we're
right.
still going to be launching Sakai and making it available to at least pilots, if not other. So it's not like,
right.
okay, we can,
and the case
we can
is
slow down now because we don't have to worry about it. And yes, we still have to worry about it. It's still to happen,
and
right?
And if we have to extend the accessibility to MyUC Davis a little longer in order to accommodate people whose functionality we can't take care of yet, then that's part of the same decision that we'll have to make. The other part of that picture is, just hearing the timeline so far, what John reported this morning was they're hoping to do their major requirements gathering on this internal stuff by also about mid-April, so they have a pretty good understanding of what's ahead. They're shooting for, they're shooting to get it in the 2.2 release, which is sometime this summer, which would be in time for the fall. But then, reality says that it's going to take another year for all of the other tools to really come up to speed. And since we have desire to use a lot of those other tools in a full-fledged campus implementation, we have to figure out, do we roll those tools in over that year, or are we really saying we're looking at another year before we can get the system that we really want to replace everything with? And I don't know whether that meant the you know, this new information has started to change your view of the world, or whether you're still small enough that you can. We talked this morning. You don't have as much dependency on sections as the campus does. Although the same work would be providing a you know, a common solution to the cross-listed course, so they're not unrelated. You know, just maybe a little bit easier that you can start sooner.
Right.
Same thing, really. What it amounts to is we can offer it to our users that don't have some of the extra dependencies sooner than the rest of them.
That's right. Yeah.
And it may not affect school medicine as much.
And yeah.
I haven't had a chance to talk to Scott yet.
Yeah. So this, I just, you know, that's what I'm saying. I'm just putting it on the table. This is the state of the world today. I think it's a little bit of a mind shift for us in the sense we were hoping that the release that we'd be getting in the May-June timeframe would be a lot more solid than it's in. And what we're hearing is that it needs a lot more work.
Be in flux. Yeah. Did John CC Sakai at UC Davis, when he sent his message out about what he reported on today, the changes to the section?
I don't know.
Section,
I can look.
Site tool.
How much of this is still hush-hush?
Well, it's very close to not being hush-hush. What John circulated last night was an email that Josh at Berkeley was proposing to be the public announcement of their intentions to give us a chance to. So we gave him some feedback. It's iterated a couple times already this morning. So as soon as that official announcement comes out, then we're all on the same page. Right now we're just trying to help them shape that message. And I don't know whether, Liz, you had any. Did you ever get to Lois?
No.
Okay, so you need to talk to Lois, I need to talk to Mara.
Yeah.
So, but it's very close. I know they want to do it this next couple of days.
Okay.
So then I just question then if we could forward it to Ray, John's.
Email. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Can we forward it to the list? He didn't?
I think he might have.
Yeah,
I think he did.
Okay.
Yeah, I think
right.
It went to the Sakai.
Okay.
So is everybody in here on that list? You're still getting that list. Are you on the Sakai at UC Davis list?
Not.
Okay, so let's get him on
there.
Are you on it?
Which list is this?
It's Sakai at UC Davis, and it's sort of our internal mailing list. It's been most heavily used by the programmers. But
okay.
I'll check.
I'm pretty sure I'm not on it.
Okay.
And Dan is
probably on it.
He's
definitely on there. So it's hard.
Liz, you think anything else I should be reporting on? That's my major news.
Well,
unless you want to on that.
This?
You probably haven't seen your email this morning. I didn't know if you wanted to hand out the roles.
Oh, yeah.
I was just asking.
We were just great. So, in fact, I didn't know whether you thought it was far enough along or what Sandra had offered to help you do some draft editing. So. Good, okay. Yeah, so, well, why don't you tell everybody what
everybody
it is.
Everybody can help.
So I can go look at your email.
Kirk was kind of flat out, and so I offered to take on the job to document the roles and team.
So is this what you're calling a strategic plan?
No, this is not a strategic plan. This is...
Oh, that's the other one.
Strategic plan is departmental. So this is what came out of our meeting that we had a couple weeks ago, and it just documents the various roles and the teams that we identified. I encourage you to at least look at your role and see if there's anything that's been misrepresented or incorrect or...
I read that wrong.
And then maybe you could get back to me offline.
Okay.
As opposed to using this meeting to update a document.
Okay.
And
some of the rules are not.
This is something that really, this is just one of many documents that should get reviewed sort of quarterly to look at and see if any rules have changed and taking the time to acknowledge that those roles have changed and updating the document. This is a requirement spec or anything else. So I don't know that we need to do it quarterly, but maybe twice a year. We can check it out.
So did you send this out by email as well?
No, I was going to post it in Confluence, but I wasn't sure if that was what you'd like me to do or what's best for the project. So you let me know how you want your documents.
So the only we just need to be sure we get a copy to Babette and to Dan. Will you get one to Dan, Harvey?
Well, Harvey.
I'll get it to him.
Okay. So maybe people can take a first look and give comments, and then we can post a living version on the Confluence. By the way, I meant to mention that too with Confluence. The other notion of this meeting would be that people coming to the meeting would be sort of collecting and bringing in information from people they supervise as relevant. And what some groups are doing, like Lisa, who's now working on the migration, has been tracking her issues and putting them in Confluence, and then Sandra and I use that, you know, as a way to gather that information. Of course, everybody's welcome to work that way if they would like. I don't intend to dictate how supervisors work with their own groups, but that is an option. You know, you don't have to, just because you're using Confluence doesn't mean you have to make it public. So you can have a private working area with you and your staff if you would like to use that as a mechanism to be sure that the information is at least gathered. For that. If you need help on that, I guess we can send people directly to Emily now for requests for configuration of Confluence. If you want a private area, if you just need a new section set up, that's okay.
Excuse me, Kurt, is Thomas not in this meeting?
It's supposed to be, you're right. I'm getting noisy back. I know he's there, because we talked about him coming, I don't know where he is.
He's not on the meeting maker.
Oh, he's not? So that's Diana missed him.
Or else the list she was given, Mr. Who owns this meeting? You do.
It says I own it. That's weird. Well, he's heard all of what I had to report. I could get him now. So with that, should we go around? Do you have the floor? Want to add anything on your side?
I'm here with my faculty support group manager hat on, not my director hat on. Nancy can report on training. I know that ET Partners, Chris Saracen and Nancy met with Rick Hayes. I wasn't there, so you could give that update.
Sure.
About setting up tutorials and things. We've identified a list of tech tips or whatever for Succumb. You can talk some more about that. The faculty mentoring faculty program is well started. And we've had the Sakai training. ET Partners are starting on tech tips. JIRA training is on Friday,
4 to 5, in the conference room at Naples.
Okay. Why don't you just finish off?
Well, what we're working on, Rick Hayes in VetMed and Chris Saracen and her ET partners and I are working on getting up some Sakai tutorials, and the idea is that we would work in Captivate. Are you all familiar with Captivate? Okay. So we would put up some Captivate demos that would show how to use the basics, start with, you know, how do you get on your own work site, how do you set up a course site or a project site, that sort of thing. What we want to do is, if possible, work with some other UCs on these so that we could divide up the work and, in the spirit of Sakai, all share work. But we're already seeing potential problems with that, probably the same problems you always run into if you start opening up your group, which are, for example, UC Berkeley has a different skin than we have. We're not sure that they'd be willing to use the skin that we have, which is the standard Sakai skin. I'm going to call Jeff, the contact there, today and find out. I need to get some contacts from the other UCs, from Kirk, and find out if they're interested, and if so. But our top priority that we set today at the group was to get the tutorials out. And our second priority was to collaborate with anybody who could help us on them. So if it turns out that it's just going to be a lot faster and simpler for us to do it on our own. That's what we'll do, and we'll share them with the greater Sakai community once they're really looking good, you know, the way we want them. So that's, yeah.
Answer your question. Mm-hmm. So by second tutorial, did you mean, you know, we've had the one with the Unicom people.
Right.
Now, the second one, is that what you mean?
No, what I'm talking about are these will be tutorials that will be online.
Okay.
And so people can go to the Sakai site, or conceivably, I mean, depending on how we set it up, but they'll go to Sakai, and there will be Captivate demos on, you know, how to post an announcement, how to send an email through Sakai,
okay.
That sort of thing, and they'll be done on Captivate.
Okay.
There will also be documents that will show people how to do this that will be available in Word and PDF format, so if somebody wants to print them out and use the Word doc, they can go that way as well. That will be the first step, and then we'll turn those into Captivate demos.
So you haven't decided on whether or not for the fall, I guess it would be, or the spring. I'm not sure when you would offer another, or if you're going to offer another training like what you
like
had.
We did. My sense is, and maybe Liz can speak more of this, but this is just what I've been thinking about it. What I'd like to get done first is get some of the basic tutorials up. Have my Sakai how-to in Sakai built,
uh-huh.
So that would be a tutorial there right on the site. And then we can start running some more. And then we can start running some training sessions.
Okay.
Because by that point, I should feel really comfortable standing up and saying, here's how you do it, because I will have built the site, I will have helped with the tutorials.
Yeah, Nancy is developing a course in Sakai that anyone can log into that teaches them how to use Sakai. So there will be questions and assignments and self-tests, and so using all the tools.
Right. And then the tutorials that we're talking about in Captivate, Make a New in Captivate, will be housed in one spot, but will be accessible from a number of different spots. So if somebody thinks, oh, I should go to the TRC for that, they'll go to their site, and it will link to here.
So how are we determining the priority of what to do in what order on those tutorials?
Oh, well, that's what we're waiting on you for, so I'll talk to you after this meeting to determine
so
what that is.
So that's the reason I bring it out on the table is because I think that's a place where a lot of people might contribute to the sorting of that. I'm thinking in particular that, well, I don't know how much help you have inside VetMed, but you know, the experience that we've had with my UC Davis and that Mark would have, should bring this up with the next meeting with Mark, that they may know the areas that have caused the most trouble locally with the previous CMS, and that we ought to have tutorials around those issues because there's other sources of help on Sakai in general, including now the, you know, the workbook we have and things like that. So that would also mean that you know, as we have time, we can contribute to the larger pool of tutorials that we can share across the different campuses, whereas the local issues may be more important. But
And then the results of the training might also give you some material about what things
are. Right.
Right. So, we have the question.
Okay, so
we were hoping to bring it up at the next training meeting, which is Thursday or whatever. That
okay, to determine the order in which we
set up the priority.
Okay, that sounds great.
Yeah, so then that could be the kind of thing you could bring back to this meeting so everybody knows kind of how we're going about that. And we are working with Rick Hayes, and they've had discussions on that.
I'm wondering if it's worth inviting Rick to that meeting.
Certainly welcome to.
Especially if we're going to be establishing priorities. He doesn't necessarily have to come every week, but it might be one session that would be beneficial for him to be there.
How would you like us to do that, through you, or just let him know, and then you can let him know that, you know, he's welcome to come listen, but he's not required.
Yeah, just send him a link.
Okay, so you can do that, right?
I will do that, and he and Chris and I had a meeting planned not for this coming week, which is a holiday, but for the following Monday, and so then we cover things in the faculty support group, we might not have to meet there. So, yeah, that sounds great. Because I know he's very busy, so if we, that sounds good.
So I was just looking at fixing the Thomas problem in terms of attendance to this meeting. The next one of these meetings would fall on the date that we have the boot camp. So I don't know whether that means that, are you attending the boot camp?
No.
So it's probably just Thomas and me.
Oh, you're going
to. And
be
I don't
in?
Need to be at the whole one.
Yeah.
So, should we keep this one on the calendar anyway?
Yeah, but.
When is it? 2 weeks? Every 2 weeks?
This is every 2 weeks. Yeah.
The next 2 weeks?
So, the next
one
is the 27th. Yeah, so the holiday next Monday, and then the following week is the.
No,
because that'll be a month before you meet again.
Right.
So, the 27th is the next meeting, like this. Okay, right.
So she shows the next one is being 13th. Yeah. Next one is showing is Monday the 13th.
Monday
the after 13th. After the
today's Monday the 13th.
Yes.
So I need
March.
To put this back on the agenda for
March.
So he's saying it got missed.
Well, what happened was Diana took it off for the next meeting because she blocked my calendar, and I guess the whole meeting went with it.
Oh, but you'll put it back?
I'm going to fix it right
okay.
now. Yeah.
Or you could slip it a week.
We drive Diana crazy. it's Kirk and mine's function in life is to drive her crazy.
You can make
sure
it the 6th.
Yeah.
Going totally
well, I don't know which way would should we.
It's only an hour and a half. It's not going to kill you.
Yeah, I think it's probably better
to
keep the schedule because if people have got their calendars blocked out into their future.
Yeah, who are not on Meeting Maker.
Right.
So that's always a problem.
Only the important people are on Meeting Maker.
Yep.
Okay.
I think that's about all the highlights from us.
Okay.
We'd be very interested to hear.
Interested to hear about Batman? Okay.
And
yeah, so keep going around. Do you want to report on anything?
Well, I understand the Banner team has taken on the external database issue to try to connect it with Banner. They have to go through their QAQC process in order to make any code changes that will affect their database.
Banner team has taken
up.
Well,
that's
just hosting the data.
Yeah, they've done it, and we're already connected.
The issue that they have that they haven't taken on yet is that whether the materialized
view
lives there
on the same
Zeus.
Machine
oh.
as
I
Banner,
see.
Because that would alleviate some of the. I think it's a good idea.
We could use views instead of materialized views.
Well, you may want to use materialized views. You'd have a place where the data would be available to you at all times, but it would be on a more colorful machine.
So did they send an email to say this? I'm not sure.
I got something that said BJ was working on it.
Yeah, we
oh,
just
okay.
emailed today.
Yeah, okay, all right. Because I sent email to him to ask him where things
other
were.
That, everything is, as far as I know, there's no outstanding issues.
Just hardware
well,
on order. We're not on order. Everything's here, right?
Memory is on order.
Yeah.
What's not quite finished is setting up the Devel instance of Sakai on Isaac. There's still some files that have to be set up on Isaac on the application server side.
Okay.
That Chris
okay.
is working on.
Chris Callahan is working on that.
And then sort of medium term, there's a shuffle that'll go on with Brickr, which is the Opteron that houses the database right now will get turned into a test server or application.
Oh, that, yeah. They may have already done that, although it's not complete.
At some point, it won't be a database server at all. The database will
move
off.
Oh, you're talking about that. I thought you were talking about the partitions that they're trying to do on Brickr to create the demo, which is already there, and then divide up so that they have a Devel schema and a test schema. I think they've done that partially.
What set up the Devel schema.
Yeah.
There's some issues about the
test schema. I should coordinate out.
Yeah.
Tuesday? Yeah. Okay.
Right now, the people in Ace and are reporting directly back to Sam.
Right, they are.
So if I'm going to be the spokesman for the data center, I'm going to have to switch that around. They'll have the report step back to me, so I'll know.
Or report to both of you.
Yeah, it would be nice if they could report to both of us, because sometimes we're able to answer them immediately. Sometimes they're just asking questions.
Right.
Is that okay? Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
So how about we just train them to CC?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would work.
And then I'll be ready.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Because you know, I wasn't even on the Sakai list, so I didn't get that email about what I was going to do at the meeting here. But I showed up.
Sorry, Patrick. No, we appreciate it.
Yeah,
we'll get it right. I mean, we're still in the early stages.
Oh, that's right.
We'll get it right.
No. This is good. I like it. I like it this way.
Okay.
I like them to tell me what they're doing.
And then finally, when we get it set up, we'll set up more or less. We'll I think Dana's working on a service level agreement for us that'll mimic what is in place for course management.
Right.
So.
And the question, a question came over today from Kathy Hemmings about billing for backups.
Oh, I didn't see it yet.
Maybe she just sent it to me.
Well, you know, we have the account that she can bill to, the same one that
the account.
The account, yeah.
I'm the account.
Deep pockets.
Okay. Liz pays all bills.
So
that Chris...
If I'll look and make sure she copied you.
Okay,
if she
all right.
Didn't, I'll
because,
send it over.
All right, yeah, because I...
So I missed out. What was happening with Bricker? Bricker's okay. It's not okay.
It's
what
fine.
Happening
it's still
it'll be
getting set up.
Bricker is a temporary database system.
Right now, we've got three Opteron servers. One of them is a database, one's demo slash pilot, and then another one is development slash test.
Right.
Eventually, it'll be different. Bricker, which is a database server, will move on to some other system, a rack or 32-bit system.
Right.
And then the Brick will be repurposed as either the development or the test the application server.
Yeah. But did you say that eventually Bricker will... What did you say? The database. I thought we were still going to factor in the banner servers as the database solution.
Definitely not for test and development.
No, I don't mean their production environment. Okay, so maybe I don't know what's going to happen when we free up Bricker. Is it to put those in views and the other database?
Once we establish a permanent test development demo environment for the database, housing databases, then we can free up it.
And that could be rack or it could be a 32-bit system that's repurposed from someplace else. There's no reason that we need an 64-bit system.
I understand
system
that part.
For the
I just
database.
Wasn't sure about the transition, I thought.
We're not sure about it.
Okay, so we're in the
it
same
depends
place.
On when the rack
we're
comes
fine
up.
Right now.
Okay. Yeah, we are. I was just
it'll go
trying
someplace.
To see the next step, which I couldn't see. I'm glad that nobody...
Is there a second bank of servers that needs to get ordered sometime soon?
Well, the production servers haven't been ordered because we have in our project plan, we have a decision task that is waiting right now.
And the data center, I don't know, I would like them to readdress the issue about commodity Opteron servers. So that's a contender question. Because Eric wanted to go forward and get third-party systems that are about half the cost of the Sun systems, and then for some reason they're wanting this for my FMO.
So are you working directly with somebody else on that?
I'm just putting bugs in Jitender's ear. I mean, it's their call what hardware they're comfortable supporting, and I was pleasantly surprised that Eric had suggested third-party systems, but then it turns out they're not going with it. They're going with Sun V, whatever, for the 60s or something. Is that
Sun,
the servers, which aren't really Suns anyway. They're OEM, Sun OEMs.
Okay.
From someone else who can sell them to us directly.
From the same vendor that Eric might have been.
A different vendor.
Is the decision, the hardware decision, the data center decision?
I think it is. Yeah, they're the ones who are going
to
support it.
To clarify, I know you have an opinion on it.
I'm not the one who is going to come fix it at 3 in the morning. So, I respect.
We have requirements. The data center needs to be defined.
Okay. Because they make we make recommendations, and if it's something that you can live with, then it's fine. If it's something that you can't afford, that's not
right.
Right.
Sometimes we'll recommend things that you can't afford. It looks like that sometimes.
Okay. So is Liz next or is Tom next?
Liz is Ben, so
okay,
Tom or Ray.
So Tom,
we can talk about our meeting.
Do you want to talk about some of the stuff here, like Gradebook or...
Gradebook, and there's not a whole lot to say about Gradebook.
Oh, actually, yeah.
And then John Garagna is going to... be working on it.
Yeah. The one thing about Gradebook that I did have as an issue for you would be in the dialogue about Gradebook and the back-end restructuring and that sort of thing, John will be naturally carrying the dialogue because of his participation on the Gradebook and is willing to be the interface to the group in general. But in terms of actual experience, sort of use case level experience, it's the your guys like Brian that kind of know a lot of that. And the question is there any way is Brian the right one? If we need to draw on somebody for some amount of time to help them make sure that they're comprehensive in their thinking.
That's right. And then also, I think the other thing is to get John up to speed on the functional side.
Right.
So towards that, I guess there's a demo next week.
And
oh, yeah.
And
so let's see.
Invite John to that.
Isn't it this week?
Yeah,
is it this week?
This week, yeah.
It's 8 in the morning, though.
Which, oh, was it 8 in the morning?
I think so. I think the last time I looked,
you
it was like
in the afternoon. Work at 7 or something?
No, or maybe it's until 5. I don't know. It's either at the beginning or the end of the day. It's
Jen and I get up at 5 and start working.
8 in the morning on Monday or 5 in the afternoon on Friday?
So we got JIRA demo on Friday. Demonstrate great book to VetMed at 1 o'clock.
Oh, 1 o'clock, okay. Good. So then, invite John to that. And I think that'll be
okay, so that's your meeting, so you'll have to invite John to that.
Well, Diana probably set it up, so all right.
Wait, what meeting for?
Great book demonstration.
Okay.
Well, why don't I just start an email to Diana?
I recommend you pass it off to Dan, too, if he's available.
Okay. So, at John Verano.
So, you and I are copying.
Okay.